Okay, so I find interesting this idea of doing the same thing again and again. So, yeah, let's do it again. Who is starting? Okay. Yeah, for this, yesterday I listened to the thing.
This is too close.
This is too far.
Something to find, like a right distance. And I've put all the things on the Dropbox.
Magali, rechercher d'autres possibles, de faire qu'un, communiquer, aller vers l'inconnu de son propre corps, donner et recevoir, mémoire corporelle, la gémellité, une respiration, l'imbrication, se laisser aller sans rien anticiper, laisser de côté l'intellect, les tensions et les jugements, les barrières pour ne laisser place qu'au mouvement.
Laura, contact improvisation by three, it was a challenge. There is lot of feet, hands, head, legs, shoulder, and different skin, smell, energy, so I was confusing in my head, like, what can I do with this hand? Because there is this leg too, and you have two heads, and so, like we say in French, et merde, close your eyes and let your body speak.
Sense of volume, I've interior space, relaxation, breathe in, breathe out, my inside moves. Breathing out, sense of shaking, electricity, pause, scan the possibility, go, unknown path, excited, sense of trust, tension again, home. Earth is a gift, it supports me, my standing, my evolution. Resistance, limits, make me grow. Earth gives me back. Simplicity makes me sense.
Belle. Emotion, flow, mover, me, her, held feet, tight, tense, let the toes go, let the toes go. We needed a space, a moment. We needed a break. We lay feet pointing opposite way. We took a rest, heads apart. Space break, heads apart, edges meeting and pushing, edges, edges, meeting, meat, meeting, skin, bone, muscle. Let the push swing. Let the push swing you, glide, let it spiral you on your shiny bum, polish the floor, swing, scoop, glide, spin like a top, knees in the floor, edge meeting nervously. And the body roars like a tidal wave, like a pouncing lion, like a mob at the match, like the monsoon, roars terrifying and lethal and deadly, killing without thought or conscience, but inspiring our minds to live on. The body roars for everything in the world, for the most natural sounds, the body roars.
Claire.
Fuzzy.
Anouk. A juicy rock. How long, for how long is it still vibrant? The vibration of a rock, a paradox. Does rock meet each other when they touch? Creating boundaries to be able to meet. Another day today, creating a form, a stable form that someone can use, a support for the eyes. Eyes need some stability and stillness. to be able to move and read and understand. Watching rock forever, elastic rocks with skin and blood. Becoming an object, one more object in the space, camouflage.
Andrew, a moment to pause, to see, to record, to be patient, to inhibit, to swallow, a time to appreciate our way through episodes, to appreciate rather than shortcutting experiences. The light in the room, it keeps changing. One can decide to see that or not. Maybe change is happening so much in us that its feeling has become normal, that it is part of our routine, that we don't notice how much it happens. There are surprises every day, yet I want more but less.
Andre, trying to mold, imprint my body onto the surface of the floor or another, I realize that it's me who is being imprinted upon. I am the mold. My body, my mind act like filters, taking everything in, passing it through me, and reshaping, rediscovering, reevaluating all that I am every given second of my life.
Pedro, there are insects and sea creatures with a vision much more developed than ours. Some perceive 7 primary colors. 7 primary colors. My granny used to say I used to eat razor blades because the fabric on my trousers covering the knees was always tearing.
Miriam. Stillness, slow, slow, slow-mo, so slow. I love time. I want to take that much time. Listening until it is time. Time to be still for a little longer. Time to move. Time to continue. Searching. Searching for you. For me, for the us, for the time between the you, the me and the us, for the stillness in the gaps between the you, the me and the us, for its potential, its possibilities, its limits. Limits. Honesty, trust, trusting the nothing, the not knowing, the unknown. Being comforted by the known, the habitual, habitat. What is my habitat? What is yours? Where does yours end and mine begin?
Tanya? Find it out by your very own. Find it out what it means to you to yield. I had no idea what that word was meant to be, meant to mean. I had an imagination, but I couldn't translate it into my mother tongue. I couldn't find another word for it which my mind, my brain could connect to. But then I found out through doing it, because I wanted to know, I wanted to learn. The instructions and explanations helped. It made me realize and understand a word by exploring its sense with my body. How else can you embody a word? Can you understand the meaning of a word better than with your body? Who is switching and tuning this word's meaning straight into your brain? Got it? Do it. Yielding makes pushing possible.
Dara, it's really important to me to connect with people, and I work on it until it feels like it does. It makes the whole thing kind of come into being.
Joka, I feel full inside but still empty after this, and I really don't feel like writing right now. I have nothing to share or write, but rather just sit and listen to the quietness. I like the quietness much more now. It opens up the space for me, and it feels like the room is much bigger.
Carmen. A massage from outside in and inside out. A natural exchange outside in and inside out. A membrane breathing warmth and energy and contentment. Zooming in, zooming out. Zooming in with a different color, zooming out into another way of zooming in and out. Less automatic, more directed, more conscious, enjoying consciously the microcosmos. Almost stepped on a slug this morning, being part of the microcosmos. What is cosmos? Another word for environment? Allumfassend. Wie kann ein Wort so viel definieren? Isn't it boring to use one word like environment to try to summarize a complexity that can't be fully understood even using a whole wall of words?
Hannah. We find a point of interest almost immediately. At first, slight quivers, like a dandelion in a light breeze. Then, the breeze has left us. I appear to have let go of the need to constantly think, and it comes naturally. Different points of the body engaging, some with strong pressure and others very light. I notice how my muscles are working, engaged, sometimes tired. We breathe together. We stay with one pose for what feels like several minutes. Neither of us wants to move away. No thinking, just feeling. Our bodies move on like a cloud, joining another cloud to make one again.
Davide. How can I stand up? My body is heavy on the floor, so I must use my muscles, my strengths. I need a support. I must use the ground. The ground. The hurt. The hurt is like a mother. She can support me. I want to stand, to go away from the earth, but she called me back, and I yield. But I use my strength. I can stand. My feet are always on the floor. I can use the wall. It's easier to push me away. It can call me back, and my feet are on the floor. So I find a different support, a different body. It probably can help me to go away from the floor. Touching lightly at the beginning, I don't know if it can be a good support. My body doesn't know. Are we meeting or not? So I know what I want, but I don't know what he wants. Then, okay, he is a very stable, a good support, so we can speed up. We are fighting. We are using our muscles to push each other. We are warriors. We are men. I'm not a child anymore.
Juan. The print of my body on the floor. My brain is a heavy ball. Sight is far away from me today. Too much sight in my life. Without sight, I can see you better. The connection between you and me are sometimes bridges, sometimes tunnels, paths, roads, and avenues. But no words, no codes, no misleadings. It's perfect.
Michela. There's a place where words means nothing. They are just there, but you don't need them. I was there just now. There is another place where words are really important. For example, I can start saying frames instead of limits or boundaries. My hand on the floor, a frame. The sound of the other people breathing, another frame. The black color I see when my eyes are closed, another frame. The sensation of my skin touching another skin, another frame. Every single second, the boundaries of what I can see change. Boundaries are moving, limits are moving.
inside these limits, possibilities with no end. And if these boundaries are no more boundaries and became a frame, I don't know, there's almost too much beauty.
Matt, movement from the muscles, experience through the muscles, up, down, contract, extend, squishy, squishy. Funny that I move through space easier when relaxed. Try to concentrate on muscle movement. Screech. I'm stuck to the floor like an octopus. Relax. Slide. It becomes much easier. Slide over here. Slide over there. Slide into you again. Funny how we always seem to find each other, even with our eyes closed. Hello, someone else. You're not as soft. Muscles, muscles. We're all muscles. You are hard and rigid. You are soft and tender, like I want to be. Then you're gone, and it's me and Hardy McMusclebane. Together we stand, supporting each other. Your strength gives me strength, and I could not achieve this without you. Now alone, now with someone new, receptive, responsive, we move together like the sea.
Angel. Pushing, sophisticating the use of my muscles into the other person's structure. Yielding, ding dong. We found openings that were supported by the ground or the wall or the other or both. It's a different sensation to get into an opening as a result of a push and a yield or to want to open. I enjoy watching improbable balances because of pushing. I get scared that I will push so much and so much yield that I will never be able to do anything else. I have realized that I'm writing this thinking of sharing. I don't like that.
Sophie, I feel my folds. They are in that in-between state, holding on to something. What? I don't know. I am disparate. My particles are floating somewhere above me. But through yielding, they float down and they rest in me like sediment sinking to the bottom of my vessel. I need to close the windows for a moment. No, Sophie, you won't miss out. It is nice to resist with choice and acceptance. Sometimes I find myself resisting out of fear, out of the need to rebel. But this feels like a healthy type of resistance, one of rebuilding myself, of collecting all my materials that have come apart, that have returned to their raw state. I am collecting these to build myself, ready to support someone else, to resist in order to let them in. If I am too open, yield too much, I cannot begin to interact with someone. There is nothing to use, no support. It is impossible to form a dialogue when there is only yielding.
Lisa, meeting another, I'm really ready for this, softening into her, expectations, to be held, supported, go on, I'll support you, you go, then I go, a shift, the instruction clarifies, I wish to respond, try out, push, can we both push, an equal meeting, juicy, meaty, visceral, pushing in, pushing out, total push, Pacific push, rolling push, a game, follow the push, a tread, needling through, push, push, different texture of push, a pushing conversation. Is a pull also a push? Will I push her too far? Racing round a rock and coming back again, meeting the rock as an equal part. Can that really happen? I must mind myself, rest against the rock for a while.
Meg, yielding is my new favourite thing. Are we allowed favourites? Everyone has favourites of one thing or another, and today yielding is my favourite. Why don't I ever use the word yield? It's a lovely word. Yield. Yield. It makes me think of Tudor farmers in fields of golden barley. I wish I lived in the countryside. I like fields and yielding and Tudor farmers. Oh, to have a simple life.
Yielding is simple, very simple. Not at first, but then you just have to remind yourself that you're not being simple enough, and then it's simple. Working with a living support is simple, enjoyably effortless, except that you have to use some effort. It's like sharing, like you'd share a cake or a sofa. It makes sense. Everything today makes sense. I like being called a living support. It takes away the analytical in us. I am not a person with faults and inadequacies today. Today I'm a living support, a yielding living support.
Zoe. And then I push, I resist. I yield in order to be able to push. I imprint a shape and move away from it. I go towards in order to go away. What does this change? What does it make a difference? The push comes from a deeper place. It is as if there is my body on the surface of the floor and a mirror image under it. The push feels like it's coming from above and below at the same time, from myself on top of the floor and my mirror self below it. Energy comes up my arm from the ground and at the same time travels down it, arriving from my structure, my bones, my muscles. Weirdly enough, this makes the push feel easier, less forced and more natural.
Oliver, movement little today, feeling a lethargic block.
Miriam, follow your interest. I suddenly feel the desire to go to the floor, and then I thought, well, I might have said before that I will need help to get back up in a chair. Follow your interest. Okay, let's do it. The floor is cold. Shit. Go on. Let's go into the floor, then push. How do you call it again, Anouk? I'm getting used to it, being able to do ever more movements. Fantastic.
Deb, at last. Be whatever, be yourself, come and go, to and fro, rumble tumble, helter skelter, just enjoy it.
You've let go.